This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. As part of Republic Day celebrations, beating retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the beating retreat ceremony. As per the traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. today. No traffic will be allowed on Raisena Road from Krishi Bhavan roundabout and Soneri Masjid roundabouts towards Vijay Chowk. Similar restrictions are also applied on the Soneri Masjid roundabout and Krishi Bhavan roundabout of the Rafi Marg. As per the advisory, traffic will be restricted on Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and C Hexagon. The commuters are advised to take alternate routes like Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Marg, Madarsa T Point, Rani Jhansi Road and Minto Road. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is preparing for its landmark 100th launch from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours this morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center, carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. The NVS-02 satellite is part of the second-generation navigation with Indian Constellation NAVIC system, which is India's independent regional navigation satellite system designed to provide accurate position, velocity and timing service to users in India as well as to region extending about 1,500 kilometers beyond Indian landmass. Election Commission has issued notice to Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by BJP and Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The Commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. today. The Commission also said that it perused the report of Delhi Jal Board, which does not mention about any poisoning in Yamuna. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. Mauni Amavasya holds significant religious importance and the Amrit Snan on this day is considered highly auspicious. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on 13th January and first Amrit Snan took place on Makar Sankranti, 14th January. Among the 13 akhadas, each akhada has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhada and Shambhu Panchayati Atal Akhada will be the first akhada to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam this morning. Israel has announced it will sever all ties with United Nations Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, following the implementation of a ban on the organization's activities on Israeli territory effective from tomorrow. UNRWA, a UN agency, plays a critical role in providing health care and education to the occupied Palestinian territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in Dehradun, the capital of Uttarakhand, last evening. Athletes from across the country participated in the vibrant athletes' parade showcasing unity and sportsmanship. The National Games torch, Tejaswini, was presented to Prime Minister Modi by Olympian Lakshya Sen. In men's cricket, England defeated India by 26 runs in the third T20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. And that is the end of the news bulletin.